vesicular stomatitis. And the reason was about a week ago, the Kansas Department of Agriculture put out a fact sheet and especially essentially a mitigation list of strategies here for landowners and livestock owners to prevent another outbreak of vesicular stomatitis, also known as VSV. No, there was an outbreak last year, and it seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that VSV is becoming a larger problem here for a wider area of Kansas as time goes by.
That is correct. Last year obviously was one of our banner years as far as VSV. We've never seen it in the state quite to the level that we had last year. And so we're not immune to it. So it is something that we want to keep our eyes open for and be prepared for if it does resurface this year.
What makes VSV such a problematic issue here for landowners and specifically their livestock?
Sure. Well, first of all, it is it affects both horses as well as cattle, sheep, pigs. The biggest issue is it's painful to those animals that actually get it. It causes severe blisters, erosions around the mouth, the tongue, sometimes around the udder, as well as on the coronary bands of the feet and that type of stuff. So it's painful in one respect. But probably the biggest issue that we are concerned about is that the lesions themselves can't be discerned from some of our other viruses that are more detrimental to our livestock industry, namely foot and mouth disease. So you physically can't look at those lesions and determine that there's any difference. The only difference is that foot and mouth disease does not affect horses. But as far as our other livestock, something we want to keep on top of.
Well, how is the VSV contracted, Doctor?
Well, there's multiple ways it can. Obviously, direct contact between an infected animal to a susceptible animal is one way. Also, there is the opportunity for humans or equipment to spread that virus via a vector or fomite, such as brushes, or if you're using uncleaned tack or something of that sort, that it can happen. But we're seeing the primary way that it's done, and basically the way that it happened spread last year is that there is some insect vectors, what we call Culicoides species. They're the small black flies, sand flies that actually are a biological vector. They can actually spread that, as well as then some of the face flies and like that can be a mechanical vector that spread that virus as well.
Speaking of that, it seems like insect control is a big way here for landowners to at least minimize the risk of VSV.
That is exactly right. That's our primary method, is encouraging folks to do some judicious insect control vector, whether it be, fly sprays, chemicals, that type of thing, but also just mechanically keeping their animals out of high fly areas, such down. We know that these Culicoides species tend to be around the riverbanks and around ponds, and so, if you can minimize that exposure, minimize exposure during the high fly times of the day, can help that. But primarily, just make sure that you clean up the barns, clean up the areas, and try to keep some sort of mechanical protection on those animals as well.
Kansas Animal Health Commissioner Dr. Justin Smith with us here, KVOE. We certainly appreciate Dr. Smith's time. How long has VSV been around, Doctor?
Well, VSV has been a long-standing virus. So it's been in the United States. I'll be honest, I'm not sure I can tell you the first time that it happened. It is a virus that is endemic in Mexico. And so we see incursions up from Mexico, on an occasional basis. The virus is a little unique in the fact that we don't, it's not something we see every year. And it's a little bit surprising even this year. We haven't had a positive case in the United States yet this year that we know of. And so, which is a little unique. Typically, we'll see some in our southern states before now. Typically, that virus has kind of stayed in those regions up through the mountain ranges, and Colorado the year prior had a huge outbreak. There again, Kansas has been immune to it up until this last year, but for some reason it moved east. And so Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, they were all impacted. Nebraska was impacted with it this last year. So the virus has been around. It's just one of those viruses we don't see each and every year. And hopefully we're going to skip it this year.
Indeed. Well, again, Dr. Smith, remind folks about the best ways to avoid VSV or at least reduce the risk here at this particular point in time, and also let folks know where they can get more information about VSV and not only background information, but again, those tips to reduce the risk.
Sure. Okay. So there again, if you control the help control the insects, the exposure to the insects, particularly those biting flies that tend to spread this virus biologically, that's your primary way. And so if you can maintain the fly sprays, clean the barns, you know, keep the flies out of those barns as much as possible and limit the exposure. Obviously, if you know of some horses that are showing some lesions, you know, you want to keep that separation. I would encourage folks not to share tack. Don't share brushes. Don't share buckets. You know, we're getting into the rodeo season, the show season, so we want those horses to be able to move around. But just use those general biosecurities as you would for any other virus out there. By all means, if you do see signs that are typical or signs of it that just aren't normal in your horses, such as they're not wanting to eat or they're sore-footed or you're actually seeing erosions around their lips, we encourage you to call your local veterinarian. Obviously, then we encourage those veterinarians to call us and that we can follow up and do some investigation with that. There is a quarantine time for those animals that are affected, but it is relatively short, and we try to mitigate the time frame that those horses are impacted. But definitely would encourage folks to call us here at the Animal Health at Kansas Department of Ag, or you can get on our website at Kansas Department of Ag as well. So, by all means, we'd encourage folks to call us either with signs or questions that they may have regarding that.
Do folks need to call Kansas Department of Ag if they do wind up with cases for reporting purposes, or is that a recommended step?
No, you're exactly right, and I apologize for missing that. So vesicular stomatitis is a reportable disease in the state of Kansas. So if there is any indication that you might have it or suspect it or somebody by law, you're required to call and report that to us, and then we'll follow up with you and on the necessary steps or do a follow-up investigation and inspection and testing of those animals. But it is a reportable disease in the state of Kansas.
Dr. Smith, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. That's as a Kansas Animal Health Commissioner, Dr. Justin Smith, joining us on our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning.
Okay, and don't forget, too, we got a full interview boat. We've already mentioned the Newsmaker 2. The Newsmaker segment, 7:15 tomorrow. David Traylor, Zoo Director Lisa Keith with a Night in the Wild preview that's coming up here this upcoming Friday evening inside the zoo. Again, 7:15 tomorrow here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 3 brought to you this morning by our good friends at Affordable Room Groups. Yeah, see the showroom and wide selection of home furniture. You'll get everyday affordable prices at Affordable Room Groups in the corner of 6th and Neosho. So if you need a friendly face when shopping for furniture, look no further. Affordable Room Groups is your local furniture store with friendly service, great prices, and free local delivery. Affordable Room Groups, again, at the corner of 6th. And Neosho, that's Affordable Room Groups. Good morning, it is 9:07.
If you are trying to picture the ideal retirement lifestyle, then picture this. A space that's all yours but with no maintenance responsibilities, amenities, services, and activities just outside your door, along with interesting and friendly neighbors to enjoy it all with, and access to a continuum of care in case you ever need it. If that sounds like